Easter, Week 3, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Christ the Lord is risen again, Christ hath broken every chain. Hark, the angels shout for joy, singing evermore on high. Alleluia. He who gave for us his life, who for us endured the strife, is our paschal lamb today. We too sing for joy and say, Alleluia. He who bore all pain and loss, comfortless upon the cross, lives in glory now on high, pleads for us and hears our cry, Alleluia. Now he bids us tell abroad how the lost may be restored, how the penitent forgiven, how we too may enter heaven. Alleluia. When he had made purification for sin, he sat at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Alleluia. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When he had made purification for sin, he sat at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Alleluia. The Lord has delivered his people. Alleluia. Psalm 110. I will thank the Lord with all my heart, in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy, his name to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has delivered his people. Alleluia. Alleluia, the Lord our God is King. Let us rejoice and give glory to him. Alleluia.
A Canticle from Revelations 19. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia, the Lord our God is King. Let us rejoice and give glory to him. Alleluia. A reading from Hebrews chapter 10. Christ has offered one single sacrifice for sins, and then taken his place forever at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting until his enemies are made into a footstool for him. By virtue of that one single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all whom he is sanctifying.
Responsory, the Lord has truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. He has appeared to Simon. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus said to his disciples, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore, full of fish. Alleluia.
My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore, full of fish. Alleluia.
Intercessions. Let us pray with joy to Christ the Lord. He rose from the dead and is living now to intercede for us. Victorious King, hear us.
Christ, you are the light of the world and the salvation of the nations. Set us on fire with your Spirit as we proclaim the wonder of your resurrection.
Victorious King, hear us.
Let Israel recognize in you the Messiah they have longed for. Fill all people with the knowledge of your glory.
Victorious King, hear us.
Keep us united in the communion of the saints. May we find rest with them when life's work is done.
Victorious King, hear us.
You have overcome death, the last enemy. Destroy everything in us that is at enmity with God.
Victorious King, hear us.
Christ our Saviour, you became obedient to death, but God raised you to the heights. Receive our brothers and sisters into the kingdom of your glory.
Victorious King, hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord God, grant your people constant joy in the renewed vigour of their souls. They rejoice because you have restored them to the glory of your adopted children. Let them look forward gladly in the certain hope of resurrection.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.